Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your Transformation Hub. And this podcast is dedicated to the whys and ways to transform the mundane into the magical, the doable into enjoyable, successful and purposeful, all while becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, well, we've got an unusual topic today, and it is five whys meeting your doppelganger moment can change your life. Okay, well, I want to say, first and foremost, shout out to my listeners in Germany and in Holland. Thank you very much for your support. And I understand that the origins of the word doppelganger are, I believe, German. And what does it actually mean? It means a double of yourself, or you could say a kind of identical twin. So it's that impression in your reality. So you see someone who looks identical to you in the outside world. Now, of course, that would be quite arresting, wouldn't it? It'd be quite like, whoa, you would want to stop and collect yourself, literally. So I'm today going to talk about what they say in the mythologies and in the mysteries about doppelgangers, but also I'm going to give you 4 points about what I believe it is reflecting to you in your consciousness and how it can change your life and help you in your healing process. So number one, let's just discuss or have a little look-see at what doppelganger has been thought of in the past. Well, as far as I understand, the doppelganger is first and foremost that identical twin or identical representation of yourself, and you sort of bump into that person and they are identical to you. Now, that in itself is perhaps a highly improbable event, but there's the magic and the mystery in itself. So some people will say that it's like seeing the soul of yourself, for example, that it's walking around and it appears to you as having the identical embodiment, the identical form as you. Other people say it's the ghost of you, all right, and it's kind of haunting you or following you around. I don't know about that, but also, it has been likened to a type of alter ego, so the elements of yourself that may perhaps be limited or maybe aligned only with the material. And also the complete opposite, a sense of the twin that completes you, the sense of a profound higher and lower self connection, or a sense that it's like your soulmate in front of you, your soul self in front of you. So that's my number one. The doppelganger can be all of those things in mythology, in ghost stories, in other people's sort of interpretations of what they truly mean. For example, in the Gilgamesh epic, there were two brothers, and so these two brothers felt that they were a unity together when they were together, and that they could learn exclusively about the greater universe from each other, and that they had a sort of divine unity by being together. So it's not always a doom and gloom aspect of the doppelganger. I think it's more the Victorians wanting to move the concept into the ghost story. But I'll just leave that with you, and of course, as always, you choose what you believe and what you resonate with in the actual definition of the doppelganger. All right then, so for me, I'm going to go into number two. This is what I believe you could benefit from and how it could change your life if you were to see reflections of the doppelganger in your daily life. Well, I'd like to, in number two, say that, of course, the doppelganger, in essence, is going to be a version of yourself. If you're going to see someone who looks identical to you in the physical, then it can be that they are also a version of yourself. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we hear a lot of talk about the best version of ourselves. And for me, I talk to my students and clients about the fact that we go through an incredible amount of experiences in our lifetime. We also have an incredible amount of thoughts in one single day. It's been estimated around 75 to 78,000 thoughts, all right? So, of course, that is going to create the potential for a reality in our world. So you could say, for every thought we have, if we're contemplating going to the park, we're contemplating doing some more work, we're contemplating going to the theatre or going shopping, that there's some little self associated with all those particular thoughts and activities. Of course, that version of self can go into rapid decline when we don't choose to do that or when our plans change. But in the collective environment or in the collective aspects of consciousness, we could say that that thought has still birthed a version of ourselves, and that version of ourselves isn't very strong. Now, this could be where the doppelganger ghostly aspect comes from. For me, if you do see something that really truly reminds you of yourself, that really truly stops you in your tracks, I always say to people, that is a really healthy reflection, because what it's doing is it's asking you, please get into balance, please get into you now, please balance your masculine and feminine, please balance your emotional, mental and physical selves. And the way to do it sometimes is literally that yourself is sending you, your multidimensional nature is sending you that reflection in order to help you get into greater balance. So for my number two, I think when a doppelganger is helpful is a version of yourself that's asking you to understand something about you. And it might be saying, get into balance. It might be saying, hey, you're in a little bit of an extreme place, wanted to stop you, wanted to get you concentrated now, because I actually don't like the way you're kind of polarizing outside of yourself too much, or thinking and putting your energy far too much outside of yourself, rather than concentrating it in your unique divine spark, your unique connection. And of course, in energizing harmony and balance within yourself and that cohesive unity between your mental, emotional and physical nature, of course, in the envelope and in that unity of your spiritual and conscious self. So my number two is, you're seeing a version of yourself that perhaps is reflecting to you that you need greater balance, or you need greater unity, or that you are letting go of a version of yourself at that exact point because you're making a life changing choice. Okay, number three. Well, gosh, if you are going to be a little bit in your soul self, potentially sometimes we can all say that we kind of lift off within ourselves, we become a little bit ungrounded. And I believe if you were to have this doppelganger or twin moment in your life, it could actually be an element of you being more in your soul, if you will, than in your physical nature or grounded in your physical embodiment. Now, of course, it's not an either-or circumstance in natural balance. When we are in our soul self, we can also, of course, be in our material nature. But when we get an incredible, let's say, rushes of connectedness or revelation or realization, we can get quite euphoric. I'm sure many people who listen to these episodes have had spiritual experiences or euphoric experiences of energy with Mother Nature, for example, or within their own transformation process, and so felt a little bit like they jumped out of their body, or they felt, you know, 100 feet tall, or they felt connected to everything and to all times or all dimensions. So it's not that we can't achieve that degree of connectedness, but sometimes I believe we do that, and momentarily we might feel that we've kind of jumped out of our body, or we're astral traveling, or we're not completely connected to our physical selves. So how can it be life-changing? Well, I think it can register within ourselves that, of course, we are so much greater than the material human walking around doing the shopping or looking at the reflections in our lives, that we are this complex and deeply conscious and deeply connected to the divine spark of ourselves and the unlimited and multidimensional aspects, not just the human one. So my number three is, don't forget that there are so many dimensions of yourself. And I think if you do see your doppelganger, it's about appreciating that and acknowledging it in yourself. And also saying, wow, am I grounded? Am I fully grounding that transformation or soul connection or the soul learning that I'm undergoing at that time? Okay, so we've talked briefly in number two about many different selves and versions of self. Well, I also believe that in my number four, that if you are going to create deeper but also grounded raising of your consciousness, that you do need to recognize the versions of yourself which no longer serve and the versions of yourself which are helpful. What is that going to do? Well, it's actually going to concentrate your unity. So if you've got attachments to who you were in the past, if you've got attachments to forcing you to become something in the future, then you are going to have energy scattered out, not in the now, scattered out in the past and the future. So my number four is that if you do want to take advantage of that doppelganger moment, it is to say, what is the reflection in my reality? What am I learning in order to bring those aspects of myself into unity? Do I need to choose to say I'm not that person anymore, for example? Do I need to say I was forcing who I am and I need to be in more allowance and more compassion and loving care of myself? Or am I stretching myself out between two polarities? And so I'm kind of going, the elastic's broken, dunk, and I've gone back into the center, but it's, you know, been with the reflection of my doppelganger out there, kind of prompting me to be more balanced. So I personally believe we do need to choose the versions of ourselves that we no longer want to experience, because they are parts of ourselves. And it's not like we're going, oh, that's not good enough, or it's bad, or I know different. We're simply saying that was an experience of ourselves, but now that is no longer of service. We're not choosing to be in that particular attachment or alignment. And that we bless that, you know, part of ourselves, that version of ourselves, but we also welcome it back into our cosmic unity, into our heart-mind alignment balance, into our emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual balance. Okay, so the last point I'd like to make today, number five, is that if you do have that doppelganger or that twin moment, always remember that there is a danger of kind of overanalyzing it. You could accuse me of doing that in this particular episode. But what I do want you to do is, if it ever happens, it is truly miraculous in my opinion, because I personally believe it's a moment where you see your higher and lower self together. And I think that's quite extraordinary. It is also potentially a time where there is a crossroads within your life and an opportunity to move to perhaps a conscious element or a conscious state or a higher frequency of consciousness that is actually a bit of a freebie, for want of a better word, a bit of a gift from the greater universe, because perhaps it is completely unexpected in your current incarnation, and that if you are, you know, you were going to do a certain amount in your incarnation and now you've actually managed to reach this crossroads and you're going to do something incredibly amazing potentially as a result of this profound reunification. So when that moment happens, all I'm saying is feel the feeling, feel the wisdoms, feel the reflection, because the law of reflection says to us in our lives, anything that stands out in our daily life, it's giving us the opportunity to recognize some kind of spiritual insight or revelation for ourselves. So how you feel looking at your identical twin, how you feel looking at that twin moment, is very important for you, and it might be totally different for someone else, and that's perfect too. There's no right way to look at it. But it is to be 100% in that moment and that feeling, and to just simply say to yourself, what does it say to me, and how can that revelation or that realization help me moving forward? Alrighty, well, I am Alexandria, and I am so delighted that you joined me today for the doppelganger experience. And I would be very interested to know if anyone has actually had any of these experiences, or a twin moment where they're seeing identical aspects sort of reforming or uniting in their world. So if you like this content, please like and subscribe. And if you do want to go direct to source, then please visit us at yourtransformationhub.com. There's plenty of bonus episodes there, interviews, and also lots of beautiful content there to support you in becoming, of course, and having a lot of fun doing it, becoming the architect of your own life. Thank you very much for joining me.